We're studying, of course, the faithfulness of God.
And
now we're going to look at how the Bible describes His faithfulness.
And I
want us to go to the book of Psalms, chapter 36.
我们看看诗篇36篇。
We have taken some larger texts this morning. Now we're going to just look at a few smaller texts.
今天早上看了一些大块的经文，现在下午呢，看看一些次要的小块的经文呢。
Chapter 36, verses 5 and 6, if you could read it.
36章的5到6节 耶和华，你的慈爱上及诸天，你的信实达到穹苍。 你的公义好像高山，你的判断如同深渊。耶和华，人民深处，你都救护。
Now he starts out talking about the loving kindness of the Lord.
他一开始就讲到神的慈爱。Now,
the first thing that I want you to put your focus on is he has called the Lord.
好，首先我要你注意的焦点啊，是我们称他为耶和华啊。
I have to be careful with this illustration, but I hope it does communicate some truth.
当我用这个例子的时候，我要谨慎了，但是我盼望能够表达我要讲的。
What would you think of me if I dedicated my entire life to the care of one tiny ant?
你会怎么想我，如果我把我的一辈子都委身于照顾一只小蚂蚁？
Would you consider that maybe a waste of my life?
你会不会认为我是在枉费我的一生呢?
I mean, you gave your entire human life to take care of one little ant.
你这一辈子做人就照顾那么一只小蚂蚁?
Now I know that ant is not a sentient being. It's not a being who thinks and has a conscience.
我知道那个蚂蚁不是一个有知觉的、有良心的一个被造之物啊，不是。
But I want you to see the illustration I just gave you in comparison to God's relationship with us.
那我要你看到我刚刚给你的例子跟神跟我们之间的关系。
I am much closer to an ant than God is closer to me.
我跟蚂蚁的距离比神跟我的距离要近的小得多。There
is a great distance between me and an ant.
我跟蚂蚁之间有很长的距离，没错。But
there's not an infinite distance.
但这不是无限的距离。We're
both creatures.
我跟蚂蚁都是受造之物，对不对？
But there is an infinite distance between me and God.
但我跟神之间却有一个无限的挂隔，不是挂隔。
Sometimes we forget that.
有时候我们忘了。
I mean, we really do.
我们真的忘了。
The psalmist in chapter 8 says, What is man that thou shalt take thought of him?
诗篇第八篇的诗人说，人算什么，你竟然顾念他？
When we really see God as He's revealed in the Scriptures,
当我们按着圣经所认识神的时候,
we shouldn't just be amazed that He shows loving kindness to us.
我们不仅仅是要惊叹他对我们彰显他的慈爱。
We should be amazed that He thinks about us at all.
我们应该惊叹他甚至想到我们这小不拉子。
Especially in light of our rebellion.
特别想到我们这些背叛的人。
I mean, that ant has never rebelled against me.
蚂蚁从来没有背叛我。
But we have rebelled against God.
但我们都反叛了，背叛了神。
So a lot of times we look at things like God's loving kindness.
往往我们想到神的慈爱啊，这些事儿。
And we're not astounded by it.
我们没有惊叹，我们没有惊讶。
The psalmist, who had a right view of God,
诗人对神有一个正确的认识,
said, I can hardly believe that God even thinks about me.
说神竟然会想到我，我难以置信啊。
Therefore, when he talked about God's loving kindness, he was utterly amazed.
因此，当他讲论到神的慈爱的时候，他是感叹万千呐。
These kinds of things that cause us to love God.
因为这个缘故，所以我们要爱神。
And to be devoted to him.
我们应该委身于他。
It's appreciation.
这是一个对他的惊叹的欣赏。
And that appreciation grows as we understand who he is and what we are.
当我们认识到他何等伟大, 我们何等渺小, 我们的感恩, 我们的赞叹要更加的深入。
Like sometimes Larry talks about his wife and says, I can't believe she married me.
就像陈哥说, 佳楠居然嫁给我。
And Patrick and I say, we can't believe she married you either.
他们说, <"Amen."
laughs> I mean, it's amazing.
他们说, 这叫人难以置信啊。
When we see how great God is,
当我们看到神是何等伟大,
we're amazed.
我们赞叹, 惊叹,
Why?
为什么?
We almost feel ashamed.
因为我们几乎就是无地自容。
Do you remember when Peter is fishing and catches nothing?
你记得彼得在那儿撒网，他什么都抓不到。
Jesus said, throw the net.
把你的网撒在右边。
He's like, okay.
他说好，试试看。
And he does.
他就撒了网。
And it's filled with fish.
然后就满了鱼。
Peter automatically recognizes it's a miracle.
彼得立刻认出这个神迹啊。
And what does he do?
他立刻怎么样？
He kind of goes like this.
他就
get away from me.
远离我。
You shouldn't have done that.
我是个罪人,
you shouldn't have done that around a man like me.
你不应该为我这样的人做这样大的事。
I'm not worthy to see that.
我不配看到这样的神迹。
That was wrong.
这不对头啊。 我不配。
And that's, in one way, that's like the love of God.
从一个角度,
it almost feels like it's wrong.
几乎你觉得对我这样这么好,
you shouldn't love someone like me the way you do.
你不该这样爱我这样的,
do you see that?
你看到吗?
And so, when we read this passage,
当我们读这段经文的时候,
you know, you've read it many times, I'm sure.
我相信你读了很多次了, 已经读了。
Your loving kindness, O Lord.
主啊, 你的慈爱上及诸天。
But we don't get amazed.
但我们却没有这样的惊叹。
We should be.
我们应该赞叹。
We should be very amazed.
我们应该惊叹不已。
Now, what is his loving kindness?
他的慈爱是什么呢?
It's one of those words that is so full and so rich, there's just no English word or Chinese word to communicate.
那慈爱是一个词啊, 不管是英文中文, 能够充分地表达它的长阔高深。
It has to do with love.
这个跟爱有关系。
But it has to do also with mercy.
这个也跟怜悯有关系。
Kindness.
它的慈爱。
Compassion.
它的同情。
Pity.
它的怜悯同情之心。
It's funny, in the Greek language, we get this word splachnos.
在希腊文有这个词啊。
It's not very pretty.
这个词听起来不好听啊。
And actually it means your bowels or your guts.
这个意思就是你的肠, 你的肚肠啊。
And if you really love someone, you love them with all your splachnos.
你爱一个人, 你用你的肠子去爱他, 肚肠爱他。
Can you imagine?
你可以想象。
You know, giving that Valentine's Day card to a girl.
在情人节你给她, 给她一个,
I love you with all my bowels.
情人卡,你说,我用我的肚肠爱你。
But it means from the very depths of your being inside you.
但是那个意思就是你内心深处, 你深深地爱上了他。
And God tells us that in the book of Jeremiah, that what he does towards us in his kindness, he does with all his heart and all his soul.
在耶利米书, 神告诉我们, 他向我们施慈爱的时候, 他是全心全意的, 全肚肠的爱。
Now, it's not saying that God has a heart or soul.
这不是说神有个心脏, 或者有一个灵魂,
it's using human terminology.
他乃是用神, 人的言语,
say that God moves towards us with everything that he is.
意思说神全心全意的爱我们。
And the more we see that, the easier it is going to be devoted to him.
我们越看到他的爱, 我们就越容易回应他的爱。
He says, your loving kindness is like the mountains of God.
他说,你的慈爱上及诸天, 你的信实达到穹苍。
Now, to man in a pre-scientific era,
在科学时代之前有两个人啊。
You know, the most permanent thing that they ever looked at, the strongest, biggest thing was a mountain.
他们能够看到的最稳固的、强壮的就是高山。
And so that's the idea here.
这里是他的概念啊。
That it, well, first of all, let me go back to verse 5.
再回到第五节啊。
It says, your loving kindness, O Lord, extends to the heaven.
你的慈爱上及诸天啊。
Now, when you look up,
当你向上看的时候,
it just keeps going.
这个天是无限,
He's not saying that his loving kindness has some limit.
他不是说他的慈爱有限度的，有顶的。
Because when man looks up,
因为当人向上看的时候,
it just keeps going as far as the eye can see.
他眼睛能够看到。 无止境的,
so God's kindness towards His people.
所以神对他百姓的慈爱,
you'll never find the end of it.
你永远看不到他的穷尽。
Even in heaven, you won't find the end of it.
就算在天上，你也看不到他慈爱的穷尽。
It keeps going on infinitely.
是没有限度的，是永永远远的。
You'll never come to the end of God.
你永远不能够看到神的底线。
Or the end of His love.
或者他的爱的底线。
You'll never discover everything there is to discover about Him.
你永远不能够发觉一切关乎神的事儿。
That's why heaven doesn't get boring.
所以你到天堂你不会闷的。
Because it is an infinite ongoing discovery of the majesty and glory of God.
因为在天堂是一个无穷无止境的对神的荣耀的探险。
Now, He says, your faithfulness reaches to the sky.
好，继续，你的信实达到穹苍。
Now, look down at your Bibles. It's important you do this.
你看看你的圣经很重要。
Or look up there.
或者看上面也行。
Now, it says, your loving kindness, O Lord, extends to the heavens.
耶和华，你的慈爱上及诸天。
That's one phrase.
这是一句话，对不对？
Then, your faithfulness reaches to the skies.
你的信实达到穹苍。
Now, when we read the book of Psalms, we see this a lot.
当我们在诗篇里头，我们会看到很多这样的重复。
We see the same thing in the book of Proverbs.
在箴言里头也是如此。
It's called a Hebrew parallelism.
我们称之为希伯来的平行句。
One statement is made.
我们讲了一句话之后呢。
And then another statement.
又讲了第二句话。
That's related to the first statement.
这第二句话跟第一句话息息相关。
It links the two together.
把这两句话连在一块。
And the second statement helps to explain the first.
这第二句话呢, 帮助解释第一句话。
Like, let me make one up for you.
让我发明一句啊。
I love you with all my heart.
我全心全意的爱你。
You mean more to me than life itself.
你比生命更美好。
Now, I've said two different phrases.
我说了两句话, 对不对?
But they're related.
但这两句话息息相关。
And the second one helps define or helps you to understand the first.
第二句话呢, 帮助你对第一句话下定义,
right,
或者解释第一句话。
So now, let's look at this.
我们看看这句话啊。
You have loving kindness in the first phrase.
好,第一句话,你有慈爱, 对不对?
And you have faithfulness in the second phrase.
第二句话,你有信实。
You have extends to the heaven in the first phrase.
第一句话,上及诸天。
And reaches to the skies in the second.
第二句话,达到穹苍。
So what do we see?
是我们看到什么?
His loving kindness.
他的慈爱。
And his faithfulness.
和他的信实。
Are linked together.
是息息相关的，对不对? 挂钩的。
We've already explained that God is faithful.
我们已经解释了神是信实的。
Because He's just.
因为他是公义的。
Because He's holy.
因为他是圣洁的。
Because He's strong.
因为他是强壮的。 无所不能的。 还有一件事。
Someone may ask a man.
也许有人会问一个男人。
Why are you faithful to your wife?
为什么你对你的妻子 忠心信实呢?
It's not enough for him to say it's the right thing to do.
他单单说我这样做就该那么做嘛，不够。
There must be something more.
必须还有别的原因。
I am faithful to her because I love her.
我对她忠心信实，因为我爱她。
He has set his love upon his people in Jesus Christ.
神把他的爱因着基督 放在他的百姓身上，投入他的百姓，就他的慈爱
，that also expresses itself in faithfulness.
他的慈爱也借着他的信实彰显出来。Now
this word faithfulness again.
好，再一次啊，信实这个词。
Firmness.
他的 稳固
steadfastness
他的很久
fidelity,
很长他的忠心
That's one of the reasons why there's so much trouble in marriages today.
所以今天的婚姻里头出那么多问题啊
Guys, listen to me.
弟兄们 请听啊
There's nothing that messes with a woman's head more than being married to a weak man. There's nothing that will upset a woman more than being married to a man who is weak.
你知道，没有比一个嫁给一个软弱的男人更叫女人头痛的事。
A man who's uncertain about everything.
一个男人成天就是三心二意的。
He's not steady.
他不稳固，不稳定。
He's always scared.
总是害怕，胆小。
There's no solidity.
在他里头没有骨，叫做主心骨。
That's why in our culture,
所以在我们的文化里头
，a lot of young men nowadays are marrying a mother.
所以很多年轻人啊，娶了个妈妈。
Literally, someone to take care of.
那照顾他的妈妈。
If that's you, you just need to be hit with a board.
如果你是这样的男人，你就该揍。
It's not right.
不对的。
And that's one of the things that's so special about the Lord.
所以神才如此的特别。
What if you looked up at him and he was nervous?
如果你看着他紧张。
He was scared.
他害怕。
He was uncertain.
他没有主心骨。他
Wouldn't work.
三心二意，那就行不通了。
A leader has to be strong.
一个带领人必须强壮。
A true leader.
一个真正的带领人。
When everyone else is doubting.
当别人都在怀疑的时候。
And everyone else is falling apart.
当别人都吓得半死的时候。
And all the young guys are having nervous breakdowns.
所有的年轻人都精神崩溃了。
They look at the leader,
他们仰望这位领袖。
And he's like a rock.
他像磐石一样。
He may be wrong,
他也许错了。
But he's like a rock.
但是他像磐石一样。
He's decided which way he's going, and he's going that way.
非常果断，他知道他该做什么，而且正在如此行。
God's that way.
神就是如此。
Except he's never wrong.
但他永远不会犯错。
So there's this, we need steadfastness.
是我们也需要这样的稳固稳定。
We need a certainty.
我们需要坚定，
意志坚定。We need someone who always knows what he's gonna do.
我们需要一个人，他知道他在做什么。
And that's who God is.
这就是我们的神。
Now, in verse 6.
好，第六节啊，第六节。
Now, In verse 5, he's talked about loving kindness and faithfulness.
第五节他讲到慈爱和信实。
And look in verse 6, he automatically goes back to righteousness.
他自动的又回到公义了。
He's right.
他是公义的，他是对的。
He's good.
他是良善的。
He's truthful.
他是诚实的。
He's without deception.
他不会撒谎的，不会骗人的。
He is righteous. It's like the mountains of God.
他的公义好像神的高山一样。
It's not going to move.
永不动摇。
He's not righteous one day and not righteous the other day.
他不会今天公义，明天就不义了，不。
A mountain was the most eternal and immutable thing that man can point at in nature.
在大自然当中，高山是那最不能摇动的，最不能改变的一件事。
Then look at verse 6.
再看第六节啊。
Your judgments are like a great deep, O Lord. You preserve man and beast.
你的判断如同深渊，耶和华，人民深处你都救护。
This last part really expresses to us who God is.
这最后一句话真是表达了神是怎么样一位神。
You see, if he was righteous,
如果你看啊，他是公义的话。
And that's all.
仅仅公义而已的话
He could be righteous and not involved with us at all.
他可以是很公义的，但是跟我们毫不相干。
He could be.
他可能是这样一位神。
He could be righteous. He could send us all to hell and he would still be righteous.
他可能很公义，但是把我们打入地狱，他仍然是公义。
Because that's what we deserve.
因为我们配下地狱嘛。
But God is not just righteous.
但神不仅是公义的。
His righteousness is for us.
而且他的公义是帮助我们的。
In his righteousness, he gives us right judgment.
在他的公义当中，他给我们公义的判断。
In his love, he gives us right judgment.
在他的慈爱当中，他也给我们公义的判断。
Judgments are not talking about standing before his throne and him judging you.
这个判断不是站在他的审判台前受审判这种判断。
It's also talking about his laws.
这个讲的判断指的是他的律法、他的典章、他智慧等等。
His principles that he teaches us in his word.
在他的话语当中教我们的原则、法则。
He's a righteous God.
所以他是一位公义的神。
But because he also loves us.
但因为他也爱我们。
He's faithful to us.
他向我们也是信实的。
And one of the ways that he expresses his faithfulness.
他表达他信实的其中一个方式。
Is by giving us his judgment.
是借着赐给我们他的判断。
And one of the ways we demonstrate our lack of faithfulness.
我们表达我们的不忠心的其中一个方式呢
？Is when we ignore his judgment.
就是当我们忽略他的判断、律法典章。
When we just don't care.
当我们满不在乎的时候。
In the book of Judges, twice we read this terrible thing.
在士师记里头，两次我们读到这句可怕的话。
There was no king in Israel.
在以色列中没有王。
Means there was no authority.
意思就是没有权柄。
There was no divinely appointed authority.
没有神所设立的。
And so everyone did what was right in their own eyes.
每个人按照自己的意思偏行己路，任意妄为。
That's what's killing the Western church.
这就是把西方教会毁掉的原因。
What's killing the church in China?
中国教会也是这样被毁掉。
Everybody's doing just what's right in their own
eyes. 每个人做的都是自己眼中看为正的事。
Are pulling verses out of context and making their own soup with it.
我把经文扭曲经文断章取义，然后自己为自己服务，做一件衣服来穿上。
Instead of submitting to Scripture,
而不是顺服在神的话语之下。
And in the end part of verse 6, he says, "O Lord, you preserve man and beast."
好，第六节最后说到耶和华人民牲畜，你都救护。
God preserves us not simply. By his works of providence.
神不仅仅是借着护理之功来救护我们。
And not simply by his judgments against the wicked.
不仅仅是借着审判恶人来救护我们。
He preserves us by giving us his word.
他更赐下他的话语来保守救护我们。
And he guides us.
他也引导我们。
Your word is a lamp to my feet.
你的话是我脚前的灯，路上的光。
Coming here every 2 months to listen to me is not going to help you a lot.
你知道，每两个月你来这儿听我讲一次中国桥聚会，帮不了你大忙。
But saturating your life in the scriptures through personal study will help you a great deal.
但是你天天浸泡在神的话语当中，你会大得帮助。
It's so very important you apply this.
所以你好好应用神的话在你生命中非常重要，特别。
Especially for you men,
弟兄们。
In many ways, the church in China is very maternalistic.
从一个角度来看，中国人的教会非常女人化。
Why?
为什么？
Because there's no men.
因为没有男子汉大丈夫。
So few men leading spiritually.
很少大丈夫在带领，很多大豆腐。
It's the same way in the West.
西方也是如此。
The man.Has the primary responsibility to study God's word.
男人有责任，主要的责任，好好研读神的话语。
Now, the woman equally must study God's word.
姊妹也要好好下功夫，在神的话语上。
But men are called to lead.
但神呼召男人带领。
And to do so not according to what they see in their with their own eyes.
不是按照他们自己眼中看为正的事儿来自己带领。
But according to the word of God.
按照神的话语来带领。
Sometimes young men will come to me and say, you know, I want to be married and all this kind of stuff.
有时候年轻人会来找我说，我想结婚呢，等等。
And I say, are you a spiritual leader?
我说你是个属灵的领导人吗
？Can you lead a woman in the scriptures?
你可以带领。女人带领一个女人查经吗
？Can you disciple her and help her grow？
你可以帮助她成为门徒，帮助她成长吗
？Well, they say no.
办不到。
Well, then I wouldn't give you my daughter.
我说那我的女儿就绝不嫁给你。
You see？
看到吗
？And as men realize this, that
身为男人你要知道。
On the day of judgment, God's going to call you up on the carpet, not your wife.
神会找你算账，不是你妻子。
Oh, wife, you will be judged.
做妻子，当然你也会受审判。
But the greater responsibility is going to lay upon you, man.
但最主要的责任是在男人身上。
Did you teach the Bible to your wife?
你是否教导你的妻子圣经?
Did you study scripture together?
你是否一起查考圣经?
Did you teach the scriptures to your children?
你是否教导你的儿女神的话语?
Or did you think it was just the responsibility of the pastor?
或者你认为这是主日学老师是牧师的责任?
Or of some 18-year-old youth leader?
或者18岁的一个年轻人的带领人的责任?
Who shouldn't be a youth leader?
他根本不应该做年轻人领导。
It's very, very important. Now, I want us to go to Psalms 100.
我们看诗篇100篇。
And let's read verses 1 through 5.
我们读1到5节。 同学来读诗篇100篇1到5节 普天下当向耶和华欢呼 你们当乐意侍奉耶和华 当来向他歌唱 你们当晓得耶和华是神 我们是他造的 也是属他的 我们是他的名 也是他草场的羊 当称谢进入他的门 当赞美进入他的院 当感谢他 称颂他的名 因为耶和华本为善 他的慈爱存到永远 他的信实直到万代
Now, in verses 1 through 4, we're commanded to do a lot of different things.
1到4节啊,神命令我们要做很多事儿。
But verse 5 tells us why.
那第五节告诉我们为什么?
Why should we do all these things?
为什么要做这些事儿?
Look at verse 5.
你看第五节。
Because the Lord is good.
因为耶和华本为善。
Because His loving kindness is everlasting.
因为他的慈爱永远,存到永远。
Because His faithfulness is to all generations.
因为他的信实直到万代。
So according to verse 1, we should shout joyfully to the Lord.
是根据第一节,我们应该向耶和华欢呼。
In verse 2, we should serve the Lord with gladness.
我们应该乐意侍奉耶和华,
In verse 2, we should come before Him with joyful singing.
第二节,我们应该向他欢呼的歌唱。
3, we should recognize the Lord for who He is.
我们应该晓得神是什么样一位神。
4, we should enter His gates with thanksgiving.
第四节,我们要进入他的门, 称谢, 赞美。
We should praise Him and bless Him.
要感谢赞美他。
All these things are our response to who He is.
这些都是因为他是谁, 我们对他的回应。
The Lord is good.
因为神是良善的。
Have you ever thought what it would be like if the omnipotent God of the universe was evil?
你有没有想过, 如果这位无所不能的, 宇宙的主宰不是良善的, 会怎么样?
It's beyond, you can't even imagine.
你不敢想象, 后果不堪设想。
It would be better to have never existed or been born.
宁可不要生在世上, 也不要碰到这样一位神。
You see how much we take for granted?
你知道我们多少事情我们习以为常, 认为无所谓。 应该的。
If you ever just thought God is good,
你有没有想过神是良善的,
他很为善。 Thank you for being good.
主啊, 我因着你的良善感谢你, 我感谢你, 你不是邪恶的。
It says that the Lord is good, and now His loving kindness is everlasting.
继续, 他的慈爱存到永远。
You know, if a young lady may look at you, a young man,
一个年轻人可能看着你一个年轻的小伙子,
and there's going to be two questions if she's wise.
如果她有智慧的话, 她有两个问题, 对你有两个问题。
The first question is this.
第一,
do you love me?
你真爱我吗?
Now if you say yes,
如果你说是我爱,
there's still another question.
她还有第二个问题。
Yeah, but will you love me forever?
你是不是永远爱我? 你现在爱我永远吗?
You know there is an old Chinese proverb.
你知道有一句中国的古人说啊,
that says,
说,
yes, I will teach you.
Okay, 我要教导你。
That a man is not a man, he's not a lover because he can love 1,000 women.
如果一个男人可以爱1,000个女人, 他就不是一个真正的
A man is a lover because he can love one woman 1,000 years.
一个男人能够爱一个女人1,000年才是个真正的爱人。
You see?
Amen. Amen.
I heard that in a kung fu movie. No.
我学的功夫电影都学来的。
So you see, here's the thing. It's like you say, well, God says, I love you.
如果神说我爱你。
Yeah, but a lot of people say that and they change.
很多人嘴巴说我爱你，但他们会改变的。
But he returns and says, no, my loving kindness is everlasting.
但继续他说我的慈爱是存到永远的。
Why doesn't it change, Lord?
主啊，为什么你的爱不改变？
I mean, Lord, I change.
主，我改变。
And Lord, I don't deserve your love.
主，我也不配得到你的爱。
So why doesn't your love change?
为什么你的爱永不改变？
He says, because I don't change.
他说因为我不改变。
Period.
到此为止，我不改变。
I don't change.
我不改变。
So his loving kindness is everlasting, and his faithfulness to all generations.
他的慈爱永远存到永远，他的信实直到万代。
You know, you buy a car and you get a warranty.
你知道你买一部车就会有保证，是吧？
100,000 mile warranty.
保证你跑十万里，十万公里，是吧？
But as soon as the car hits 100,001 miles,
但一旦超过十万公里，十万零一公里的时候呢？
It falls apart.
这个车就完了。
And you go in, and the guy says the warranty's no good.
你进去你找那个人，现在你这个保证不保证了，没保证。
It ran out.
已经过期了。
It's 101.
只有你现在超过了十万公里。
You had a warranty to
100. 你只有十万公里。
God's promises aren't like that.
但神的应许并非如此。
They're forever.
是永永远远存到万代，是到永远。
He says to all generations.
到万代。
You look back at all the generations since Adam and Eve.
你想象自从亚当夏娃以来的千千万万代的人。
He's been faithful to every one of his promises.
他对他的应许，每个应许都是守信的。
You look forward.
你再往前看。
And you can count on the fact he'll be faithful to every one of his promises.
你可以继续相信他的每一个应许都是信实的、可靠的、兑现的。
And that is why we respond the way we do.
所以我们应当如此回应。
Now, verse 1.
好，第一节啊。
Shout joyfully to the Lord all the earth.
普天下当向耶和华欢呼。
This is not saying that in order to have biblical worship in the church, you must shout.
这不是说啊，你要有合乎圣经的敬拜，必须要提高嗓门啊，不是。
That's not what it's saying.
这不是这句话的意思。
At the same time, it's not teaching that you should never shout.
同时也不是教导你，你不应该从来就不欢呼啊，有时候要欢呼。
Sometimes I want to shout.
有时候我真想爆发出来。
My wife says that's the reason why we have to live in the woods.
所以我妻子说我们必须住在丛林里头。
So when I run around shouting, people won't call the police.
所以当我到处欢呼的时候，别人不会打电话找警察来。
I have been so happy in the Lord that I couldn't help but to shout.
我在主里头何等的喜乐，我有时候情不自禁我要欢呼啊。
Sometimes there's so much joy running through you that you literally feel like you're going to rip your body in two.
有时候你心里头充满了喜乐，觉得你的身体要爆炸了。
That's good.
这是美好的事。
Shout to the Lord.
要向主欢呼。
Then it's not just shouting.
不仅仅是欢呼而已啊，提高嗓门而已。
It says in verse 2,
第二节
说 serve the Lord with gladness.
你们当乐意侍奉耶和华。
I know a lot of people love to shout.
我知道很多人喜欢欢呼啊，呼。
But most of them don't want to serve.
但大多数人不愿意服侍。
If you're not serving,
如果你不在服侍的话，
your shouting is nothing more than emotion and hypocrisy.
你的欢呼不过是假冒伪善的一种情感的发泄而已。
And by the way, the Lord didn't call us to faint for him. He called us to walk with him.
顺便提一下 神没有呼召我们 faint for him、
yeah.
为他扑倒 他乃是呼召我们干什么 call us
to walk with him
与他同行不是扑倒而是同行
I see these places where everybody's getting slain in the spirit
我看到很多地方很多人被圣灵扑倒怎么打在地上
That happened one time when I was preaching
有一次我在讲道的时候
Lady just fell over
一个女人扑倒下去了
And I just kept preaching
我继续讲道
And I walked down the steps
我就下了楼
And I walked over to her
我到她面前
And I said sister
我说姊妹啊
Get up
起来吧
God did not do anything to you.
神没有对你做什么。
And the devil did not do anything.
魔鬼也没有向你做什么。
Just get up and sit down.
起身坐下。
God didn't call us to fall down.
神没有呼召我们呼倒、扑倒。
Called us to stand.
他乃是呼召我们要站起来，
serve,
要服侍他，
and to walk,
与他同行，
and to serve him with gladness,
而且乐意地服侍他。
Not like some person that's being led off to be hung. You know, a person, you serve him with joy.
你知道，不是你服侍他的，死死板板的。
Not like a slave.
不像一个。一个奴隶苦不拉几的服侍，乃是欢欢喜喜的服侍，乐意的。
As I get older,
当我年纪越来越大，
I think more about dying.
我越来越思考到死的问题。
If I live for another year and a half,
如果我再活一年半，
I will have outlived my father.
我就比我爸爸活得更长命。
But I think about the joy.
但我想到那个喜乐。
There'll be sadness.
当然会有悲伤。
In leaving my children.
离开我的儿女啊，家人啊。
There'll be joy.
但是同时有喜乐。
My life doesn't end then.
我的生命不会因着死亡就结束了。
It starts.
就不过刚刚开始而已。
I can't wait.
我等不及了。
You see that?
看到没有？
And so there's joy in the journey.
所以在路上也有喜乐，充满喜乐。
It's like every day, one step closer.
每一天我离天堂更近了。
Every act of kindness matters.
每一个善良的行动都到时候都会得分的。
It's all good.
都是美好的。
It's just all good.
都是美好的。
So we should have joy.
所以我们应该欢喜快乐。
Not joy because everything's turning out all right.
不是因为一帆风顺我们就欢喜快乐。
Not joy because we have money.
不是因为我们口袋里有钞票我们就欢喜。
Or people like us.
或者别人喜欢我们就喜了。
Not joy because we got a new house.
不是因为买了个新房子就喜了。我。
Joy because of who he is.
那是因为他是怎么样一位神，我们因此欢喜。
For what he's done for us in Christ.
他在基督里为我们成就的大事，我们欢喜。
And he says, serve the Lord with gladness.
他说，当乐意侍奉耶和华。
Come before him with joyful singing.
当来向他歌唱，就是欢喜的歌唱。
There always seems to be two extremes.
我们总是会走两个极端呢。
One extreme is emotionalism.
一个极端是情感主义。
The other is cold intellectualism.
另外一个是冷冰冰的理性主义。
I see churches that are very serious about truth.
我看到有些教会啊，对真理非常的认真。
About maintaining order.
而且要保持规规矩矩的次序。
About reverence.
要尊重，要守规矩，非常好，没错。
But in time, they can also just become cold and intellectual.
但过了一段时间，就变得冷冰冰的理性主义，啥都。
And respectful.
成天就是敬畏。
No power.
但是却没有能力，没有生命了。
And yet, there's other groups that go to the other extreme.
但还有一群人呢，走另一个极端，叫网络症。
It's like some sort of discotheque when you walk into the church.
当你到他们的教会里去的时候，就像到了一个舞厅里一样。
No sense of reverence.
没有任何的敬畏的心。
No sense of order.
也没有次序。
It's confusion everywhere.
到处是混乱。
Sensuality.
看到那些情欲的事情的彰显。
That's wrong too.
这样做也不对。
How do we find the balance?
我们怎么保持平衡呢？
Not by developing a bunch of principles.
不是借着设立很多的规矩条例。
But the more we saturate our lives in the scriptures, the more we'll find the balance.
那是我们越浸泡在神的话语当中，我们就越能够得到其中的平衡，不偏左右。
Come before him with singing.
我们要来到他面前歌唱。
I don't know why, but he has ordained singing as one of the ways to worship him.
我不知道为什么，但是神已经命定了借着歌唱来敬拜他。
And I don't think it's ever right to do it with half a heart.
我想我们三心二意的敬拜是不对的。
He goes on in verse 3.
他继续说第三节。
Since the Lord is good.
好，既然神是良善的。
What should we do?
我们应该怎么回应呢？
Know that the Lord himself is God. It is he who has made us and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture.
你们当晓得耶和华是神，我们也是他造的。也是属他的，我们是他的民，也是他草场的羊。
Since the Lord's loving kindness and faithfulness is forever,
既然神的信实和他的慈爱是永永远远的，
we should strive to know him.
我们应该竭力认识他。
And also to know what we were.
而且认识到我们是谁。
And then what he has done for us.
而且他为我们做了什么。
And who we are in Christ.
我们在基督里是什么样的。
We should look at how great he is.
我们应该一方面看到他的伟大。
How low and sinful we were.
另一方面看到我们从前是何等的卑微不配。
The great thing he's done for us in Christ.
我们看他在基督里我们成就的大事。
And who we are now in Christ.
我们现在在基督里的身份和地位。
We should keep investigating that.
我们应该继续的探讨认识更深。
We see how wonderful he is.
我们越看到他是何等的美好。
And how bad we were.
我们是何等的卑贱。
And what he did to save us.
他为我们成了何等的大事来拯救我。
And who we are now.
我们现在是什么样的人？
In Christ.
在基督里。
Beloved of God.
我们是神所爱的。
Children of God.
蒙爱的儿女。
Co-heirs with Christ.
与基督同为后嗣。
All these things begin to motivate us more and more.
这些事会越来越激励我们要乐意的服侍。
Let's say that you're going to rent an apartment.
譬如你要租一个房子。
And so the realtor takes you to the front door.
所以中介呢把你带到了一个房子房门。
He opens the door.
他打开房门。
You step in.
你走进去。
And one of the most horrible smells you've ever smelt in your life hits you straight in the face and almost knocks you over.
你闻到一股臭气几乎把你给熏倒了。
And then the realtor says, let's go in further.
中介说我们继续往里头看看嘛。
No need.
不需要。
I've seen enough.
我已经看够了。
It's really cheap.
很便宜。
No.
再便宜。再便宜。
I don't need to go any further with this.
我不需要再进去了够了。
Then, let's say that you go into through a door.
譬如说你到另一个房间进了门。
Into an apartment.
进到一个房间里头。
It smells wonderful.
那个味道馨香啊。
And it's all very beautiful.
看起来很美。
And the realtor says you want to see more?
那个中介说你要再看看吗？
Yes, I want to see more.
我愿意再进去看看。
Show me more, I want to see everything.
我要看到所有的里头的布置。
That's the way it is with God.
神也是如此。
The more you see about him.
你越看到他。
The more you want to see.
你就越想更加的。
And then all these silly things that other preachers are preaching about, you really don't care about them anymore.
那其他那些传道人所讲那些乱七八糟的事你根本就不在乎了。
And if a preacher shows up and starts talking about prosperity and cars and blessing and power,
如果一个传道人在那讲车子房子成功发达兴盛的话
This is what you say.
你会说
Will somebody get that little boy out of the pulpit?
把那个小孩从讲台上拉下来吧。问。
I just want to know about God and His Christ.
我只愿意认识神和他的基督就够了。
Then he goes on and he says in verse 4.
第四节他继续说。
Enter his gates with thanksgiving.
当称谢进入他的门。
It says, enter his courts with praise.
赞美进入他的院。
Give thanks to him and bless his name.
当感谢他，称颂他的名。
Now look at this.
你看看啊。
Okay, first thanksgiving.
首先感谢称谢，对不对？
And then praise.
然后赞美。
And then thanksgiving again.
然后感谢，再一次感谢。
And then praise.
然后称颂。
See, that's the way they're writing this.
你看，这是他们的。
Reinforcing this.
是不断的重复，不断的强调。
Maybe one of our greatest sins is a lack of thankfulness.
也许啊，我们的最大的罪之一是缺乏感恩的心。
So much he has done.
他为我们成就了何等大的事。
And so little do we offer thanks.
我们对他的感恩却是何等的微小。
So little time do we spend praising him.
我们花那么一点点时间感谢赞美他。
Not only is it wrong.
不仅这是错的。
But it hurts us.
而且也叫我们自己受亏损。
When you get to the point where you no longer can see all the good that God is doing for you,
当你到了一个地步，你看不到神为你所成就的美善的事的时候，
you become a very bitter and greedy person.
你就成了一个非常苦毒也非常贪婪的人。
It will kill joy.
你会把你的喜乐都剥夺了。
There's an old song that says, "Count your blessings."
有一首歌就是数算神的恩典。
And then it says, "Name them one by one."
然后说一一的把它数出来。噔噔噔噔噔噔噔噔噔。
Like someone says, "Hey Paul, what's God done for you?"
有人对你说，哎，保罗，神为你做了什么大事
？I'm not in hell.
我不在地狱里。
That's where I belong.
我该下地狱，但他救了我。
Someone says, I have no reason, even an unbeliever says, I have no reason to thank God.
但是一个不信的人会说，我没有感谢神的理由。
Said, you're not in hell.
你不在地狱，你就感恩了。
You should be.
你该现在就在地狱里。
You're not.
但你不在地狱里，你应该感恩。
God sent his son to die for you.
神差遣他的儿子为你而死。
God's given you the opportunity to hear the gospel.
神给你机会听到福音。你都感恩了。
I think that all of us need to rededicate our lives to thanking him.
你知道，我们每个人都需要再一次献身来感谢他。
All right, let's go on to.
好，我们继续看。
Let's go now to Psalms 146.
诗篇146篇。
We'll try to look at that really quick before we come to the end of our hour.
看这一段经文，然后我们就要结束这一个钟头的讲道。
Look at verses 3 through 6.
146, 3到6节。146:3-6，你们不要依靠君王，不要依靠世人，他一点不能帮助，他的气一断就归回尘土，他所打算的当日就消灭了。以雅各的神为帮助，仰望耶和华他神的，这人便为有福。耶和华造天地海和其中的万物，他守诚实直到永远。
Now, look at verse 3.
看第三节啊。
Do not trust in princes.
你们不要依靠君王。
Verse 5.
第五节。
How blessed is he whose help is the God of Jacob, whose hope is the Lord his God.
以雅各的神为帮助，仰望耶和华他的神，这人是变为有福啊。
Remember how God always warned Israel.
你记得神总是警戒以色列人。
Don't go back to Egypt.
不要回到埃及哦。
Don't go back to Egypt.
别回埃及。
Don't trust in Pharaoh.
千万不要信靠法老王。
He's like a weak staff.
他就像一个碎了的芦苇。
If you lean on it,
当你依靠他的时候，那个杖子
break,
他就会咔嚓
and go through your hand.
而且会刺透你的手。
There's always this thing between flesh and spirit.
在圣灵和肉体之间总有一个挣扎。
Trusting in God or trusting in flesh.
信靠神还是信靠肉体。
Trusting in God or trusting in horses.
信靠神还是信靠马匹。
Trusting in God or trusting in chariots.
信靠上帝还是信靠车。
Now horses and chariots are bad.
这是马匹跟车辆没错。
But when they become your trust,
当你信靠他们的时候，
they become exceedingly evil.
他们就成了邪恶的东西了。
Now, he says in verse 3, do not trust in princes.
他说不要依靠君王。
Now why does he say princes?
为什么说君王呢？
It's not because he's trying to say all politicians are corrupt.
他不是说所有的政治家都是败坏的，不。
He means this.
他乃在说。
These are the most powerful of all men.
这是所有人类当中最有能力的。
Not even in the most powerful of men should you trust.
你甚至不应该信靠那些最强壮的人都不要。
Now, that does not mean that we should,
这也不是说我们应该。
It doesn't mean that we can never trust another human being.
这不是说我们不能够信靠任何人呐。
I work with a lot of men I trust.
我跟很多人一起同工，我信任他们。
But there is a limit.
但有限度，信任人有限度的。
And they do not take the place of trust in God.
而且信任人不能够取代信靠神。
My life does not depend upon them, it depends upon God.
我的生命不是靠他们，乃是靠神。
He says, do not trust in princes.
他说不要信靠，依靠君王。
In mortal man.
也不要依靠那些世人。
In whom there is no salvation.
你根本不能够信靠他们来拯救你。
Mortal man.
那些会死的人。
No matter how strong he is.
不管他多么强壮。
He's mortal.
他是必死的。
He will die.
迟早他要拜拜的。
You can have one president who does certain things.
你可以兴起一个总统做了一些大事儿。
And then the next president comes and takes them all away.
下一个总统起来把他做的事儿都推翻了。
You can have a good leader, a bad leader, and another good leader, and another bad leader.
你可以有个好的领袖，坏的领袖，然后好的领袖又把他推翻了。
And even the leader cannot save himself.
就算这个领袖也不能救自己，都不能救。
So he says, do not trust in princes, in mortal man, in whom there is no salvation. His spirit departs, he returns to the earth, in that very day his thoughts perish.
第四节,
in Isaiah,
在以赛亚说,
God warns the people,
神警告他的百姓,
don't fear man.
不要惧怕人,
and then it literally says this.
它的原文的意思是,
man is just one nostril of air.
人不过是鼻孔里口一口气而已,
that's all he is.
不过如此,
he's got one nose of air stored up, and after he breathes that out, he doesn't know if he's going to get another one.
他不过鼻孔里有一口气，当他呼出最后一口气，他就得不到第二口气。
Don't trust in men.
不要信靠人。
Verse 5.
第五节,
how blessed is he whose help is the God of Jacob, whose hope is in the Lord his God.
以雅各的神为帮助，仰望耶和华他神的，这人便为有福。
Now he's talking about trust.
他在讲论信靠,
he's talking about hope.
他讲论盼望,
why does he say God of Jacob?
为什么他要说以雅各的神?
He could have said God of Abraham.
他可以说亚伯拉罕的神啊,
God of Isaac.
或者以撒的神啊,
God of Jacob.
但他却说雅各的神。
In which Jacob was called Israel.
从一角度,
Israel.
雅各后来改名叫以色列, 所以他是以色列的神, 对不对?
But also when we look at Jacob's life,
所以当我们看到, 雅各的生平,
he constantly got himself in situations in which there was no way out.
雅各总是把自己带到一个在人看来没有出路的一个地步。
I mean, he was famous for this.
他是臭名昭著,
getting himself in trouble.
总是把自己落到烂摊子里,
so that he could never get himself out.
他自己永远没办法靠自己出不来了,完了,
who got
him out? 走投无路,谁帮助他?
Every time.
每一次,
it wasn't Jacob.
柳暗花明, 不是雅各自己,
it was the God of Jacob.
是雅各的神。
Jacob actually thought he was clever.
雅各还以为自己挺聪明的。
He tricked his brother Esau.
他骗了他的兄弟以扫,
and he got him exiled from the land.
然后他就被驱逐出境了, 被赶走了。
He thought he was going to move around, trick Laban quite a bit.
他以为他可以拉班, 他可以欺骗拉班, 他的舅舅。
And he found out that there are other deceivers in the world other than himself.
他发现原来世上不止一个骗子, 他舅舅, 强中自有, 强中手啊。
But he comes back into Canaan limping.
但他回到迦南的时候, 他瘸腿。
And recognizing it is God who has delivered me.
他认识到原来是神拯救了他。
He had to go through all those lessons.
他必须学习这些功课。
That's why God puts us in situations that we cannot get out of.
所以神把我们放到一些我们自己不能够摆脱的一些困境当中。
So that we stop looking to ourselves and we look to Him.
所以我们不能够再仰望自己呢，是要仰望他。
And those who set their heart to only trust in the Lord,
那些立定心志单单信靠神的,
will see His power.
会看到他的能力的彰显,
will see His power.
会看到他能力。
Now he goes, how can we know that He's worthy of our hope?
我们怎么知道他值得我们信靠和盼望呢?
Look at verse 6.
再看第六节,
who made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that is in them.
耶和华造天地海和其中的万物。
Why should we trust in Him?
为什么我们应该信靠他?
He has all the power.
因为他无所不能。
But what else?
还有什么呢?
It says, who keeps faith forever.
他守信实直到永远。
He's faithful.
他是信实的。
We can trust Him because He's faithful.
我们可以信靠他, 因为他是诚实信实的。
Verse 7.
哦,第七节,
who executes justice for the oppressed.
他为受屈的伸冤。
He's just.
他是公平的。
And He cares about the plight of the helpless.
他也关怀那些无助人的需要。
This is why. Listen.
请听啊。
Do you know what your life needs to be?
你知道你的生命需要成为什么样的生命?
Saturating your life in the Word of God.
你要一辈子浸泡在神的话语当中。
And trusting in God according to it.
按着神的话语的应许来信靠他。
And crying out to Him in every problem and every need.
你不论碰到任何难题, 任何的处境, 你都要向他呼求。
And acting according to what He shows you in His Word.
而且按着他的话语, 说指示你的,
it's very quiet, it's quite simple, really.
很简单, 对不对? 很简单。
Trust and obey, for there's no other way.
心靠顺服, 因为除此以外, 不能够得他喜悦, 对不对?
That's what's going on.
就那么简单。
He is the God of the miraculous.
他是行神迹的神, 没错。
He is a God of power.
他也是。 蛮有能力的神,
but not according to what's usually taught.
但是不是按照我们通常所明白、所教导、所被教导的。
He doesn't do the miraculous just to entertain his people.
他不是行些神迹奇事，叫他的百姓娱乐娱乐而已。
He will not do the miraculous as a substitution for their obedience.
他不会行神迹来代替老百姓的顺服。
But those who know him through his word,
但是那些借着他的话语真认识他的人,
who trust him according to his promise,
按着他的应许, 信靠他的人,
and walk with him according to his command,
按着他的吩咐与他同行的人,
they will see his life and power.
看到他能力的彰显,
in both small things and great.
无论大事小事上, 都看到神的神迹。
Let's pray.
我们祷告。
Father, we thank you so much. That you are who you are. I pray, Lord, that you would continue to reveal this weekend your faithfulness to us through your word.
主啊, 借着这个周末, 你继续把你的信实 向我们彰显, 向我们启示。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
We'll start again in about 10 minutes.
好, 10分钟之后我们再开始。